Hey everyone, welcome back to Katie Speaks. Now this episode is a bit different. There is no special guest. It's just me speaking. The topic itself will be focused on, you know, three categories. We're going to have a mental health discussion, abuse, and about toxic behaviors. This podcast will be unfiltered and unedited. So, let's go. Where do I have to start from? Where do I want to start from first? I already know where I want to start from first, but I'm not sure if it's the right approach. Over the weekend, right, I myself have been a part of domestic abuse, domestic violence with an ex of mine, and this is something that I've spoken about on numerous occasions, whether it's on social media, whether it's in person. It is something that I've became vocal about. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. Boy, it's hard. When we say it hard, I mean it hard to be in a situation where a person is abusing you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and you allow it because you never love yourself enough to get up and leave, or you keep on and make excuses for the person and I say, you know, them say them sorry, it not gonna happen again, but each time it happened and it get worse and worse and worse. So me not gonna tell no lie. I was at a point where I never did love myself. Okay, so if me did love myself, then none of that backside wouldn't happen. I never did love myself. And I did love the person more than how me did love me. You get me? So me don't love me. Me don't love me, right? But me love you. Me put your needs before mine. Me put everything that you said before mine. And then the person I allowed, this girl right here, so allow this person to make me feel like somebody is out there not gonna love me, because at the time I thought it was love. Now, me never grew up to see my father put him on my mother. Never. Ever. My mother fear mouth. Oh my god. Our mouth alone. Just the words that come out of fear mouth. But I always tell mommy, I say, mommy, with a mother like you, me do not need any enemy. I'm always tell her. So my father, no, me never seen put film on my mother, never yet. My father beat me one time, you know. One time my father beat me, you know. I was 7 or 8 at the time, and him did buy the cheese sticks, them the blue bag cheese sticks them, and them did fresh can get them from the company, and him buy like 2 bag of them. And me and my cousin at the living room upstairs, and we are eat. So whatever we are eating, you know, kids, we were being lazy. So the bin was like 20 steps away from where we were in the living room, and then close to the window, we just threw it out and it ended up downstairs, and the man, they just clean up the place. So now him go to daddy and ask daddy for we, and daddy come to we, well, come to me specifically and ask me, I'm telling no. But obviously, I'm a lie to him. You know what the man tell me for them? The man tell me for go for the belt. My father, him have a belt there. A soft, soft belt, a bust up and can't do nothing. And him say, open up your hand, nigga. And him give me 5 in the hand, soft, soft, like, you know. But in my mind, I say, I'm test daddy. And him start in the next, and him give me 3 more, and him give me 3 more. I start cry, and him hush me. You see, from that, my father never yet put him on par me, you know. But me the afraid of my father growing up, because my father would have lecture you. So if you do something wrong, you have a choice. You either go to mommy
Make mommy book back question with anything when she can find. Or you go to daddy and you sit down for the 4-hour lecture, the 5-hour lecture, the 6-hour lecture. And may I tell you, say, you have to be responsive in the lecture them, you know, because if him ever ask you a question and you take too long for answer, he must start all over. So I couldn't bother with the talking. So when I go to mommy, right? I never used to my father put feet on my mother. So when it happened to me, me never know how them would have take it. I don't know my father for be a violent person. Me know my mother and act. But yet still, me I defend the person here because me did love the person here. At the time, I thought it was love. You can't wrong me for that. Me think it was love. So now, each time things happen, I already never love myself. You get me? So each time it happened, me I love myself less. Let's say I did love myself around 40%. It dropped to around 0%. And all of these signs, there were signs there which I never even realized. When I didn't know, say, right? If you know me from ever since, me loving my ear to my nails, so that's not vanity to me. To me, those are things that boosted my self-esteem. Them did make me feel pretty. Right, that made me feel beautiful. That to me was self-care in my own way. So on girls, you know how long it takes to get your nails done. You know how long it takes to get your ear done. You know how long it takes to get your lashes done. Because I'm not just no girl I wear lashes in on a long time. So anytime I would go get my hair done, it might come with me and it might sit down. Me never take it as nothing because me I say my boyfriend loves me so much, him just want to derode me. Boy, made it wrong. Every time I get my nails done, he will come with me. Me and my nail tech in the car, you know the nail shop. My me love my nail tech. Me and my nail tech in there and we attack this and we attack that, and him just he's not partaking. But he's sitting in the pan him phone, he might play a game, whatever the case may be. May I get my lashes done because my barber used to do my lashes for me and he used to wax my eyebrow. And my barber used to say to me, from when I know my barber for years from me I got high school. Cause from me I got high school, you get me? My barber used to, you know, take off like a top ear, sand ear, so yeah. For a long time my barber know me. So my barber did say to me one time, when him go buy juice, cause this was basically the only time about what I get to talk to me. And him said to me, say, why every time you come here, you must come? So me, I said to him, say, I chim light there on me, and you know, I'm a boy, if me never see nothing wrong with it. And my baba said to me, be careful a man like them then. Me never say it back to him, you know, but me never really pray what my baba say, honestly. And ladies, them they a sign. When me say sign, me mean them a sign. If me they just, you know, dot my T's and cross my I, them think what happened to me wouldn't happen to me. But everything happened for a reason. I never really like how it plays. So I must say I never like how it plays because the relationship itself, it broke me. The relationship, it had me in pieces, and me did have to try to pick up them pieces there by myself on my own. And no matter how much you talk about it, it's like it never get better, because mentally that did play a lot on me. I couldn't focus in a school. Me did have to just stop for a while because I keep everything buttered inside, and I never know how people would react. I'm a find out that me did end up lose myself. Because I never recognize me anymore. So I'm not going to cry. I never recognize me anymore, and it's like I was no longer me. me I do things now for please this person. I want me not in the wrong, right? Oh, when me not in the wrong, me I just take the blame, because guess what? Me couldn't bother with it. Me just couldn't bother. But yet still, me did stuck. Me couldn't leave. And after so much years, me analyze why me couldn't leave. All right. My family is not close knit, and I've always loved the idea of having, like, you know, a close knit family or a big family or whatever. I have a older sister. She is 32, and God knows, I love my sister, but me and my sister, we don't have a relationship. But that's my sister at the end of the day. My sister will dare, so I will argue. But if you argue with my sister, me I jump in. But me and her, you know, me and her just don't have a relationship like that. Me growing him now, me see this big family. Everybody gets along, and then they make me feel welcome. So when me analyze everything after the breakup, I never really him. I'm gonna leave at the Fox, and then did make me feel like a family, and me just find it hard to leave. Me and him the niece used to call me her second best friend, because nobody could have been her best friend but her uncle, which was him. Me and the two older sisters, them rap good. Me and the mother rap good. Me and the nephew rap good, the young nephew. Me and the older nephew rap good. So me and the cousin them. So it was like, yeah, me feel like me did belong. But at what cost? And I like, so nobody never had know what did that happen. Them did know. You know how much time me I go to school, right? When me I go to school, me used to wear my shorts and my t-shirt them. You get me? Not some shorts, but my shorts and my t-shirt them. My dresses, my skirts, whatever. You get me? But then when the abuse starts, me I wear pants and me I wear long sleeve. So people used to say to me, say, no man, you're mature, whatever. Me I say, yeah, you know him. Things are for change, because when I get older, whatever. Never want to tell them, say, no, say, I treat my bruises from my body, and I don't want a body for no. Never even could I tell them that. People see the picture of them on my post on Twitter and think that was all. I had a situation where, alright, when I was younger, me and my cousin is up in the garden, and the man them at the time, the garden never fully developed yet by my grandmother that passed recently, rest in peace. He never fully developed it, so you know the block the man so was still there. And you know, pick me and play. He my boy, me a girl, and we are play, and me end up drop over in there, and me lose my balance by my finger. No. I lose my balance on my finger then. I don't know what happened to it, but if you look by my hand right now, like, if you know, if I'm not in an obvious spot, like, my nail tech, the man so would see it, as I show people. With my right hand, my pinky finger is not straight, and it cannot be straight. I remember when it happened, I went to daddy and I said, daddy, my finger broke. But to me, was trouble from a long time. He never believed me. And when me at 20, my father said to me, say, your pinky finger can't straight. And I said to him, say, I remember me that telling him, I say, him call me my nickname. And him, I say, if me did know, if me did believe you, me that make you fix it from then. My ex knew about it. So a situation happened one time where I had a dream. Me and God have a relationship, right? But my relationship with God did just stop. People might not believe in these things, but you see, like, spirit and them something there, them things they're real. And if you believe in a good,
which is God. You have to believe in the bad, which is the devil. I'm not saying if you take up the devil practice, you must believe that bad is out there. So me used to talk to God and I said to God, say, God, if Michael is not the man for me, just make me know. And I go to bed and I dream, see, in my one girl. And the girl name, let's say, I can't call her the girl name from this. Let's say the girl name Monica. But in the dream, it's like it's real. Because I remember one time, in the beside, I'm a glimpse him phone and I saw a message from Monica. And I'm a saying friend. So anyways, I'm a jump up out of the gym. I'm wake up and I said to him, say, yeah, give me a bun. And him say, him look upon me. And him say, wait, him stutter like, where you get that from? And I said, I have a dream. And him said, oh, you have a dream. You have a dream. And him start laugh. So I said, seriously? I'm gonna think me can't take no more now. And you know, so the fucker, well, I'm my pinky. And bend it inwards and the amount of pain I'm feeling. Me at 20, you know. And this broke from me a pinky, you know. And it no straight, you know. And you are bending. And I'm gonna tell myself, if I ever wake you up after you sleep again, it not organized. But yet still, idiot me still. Now, me feel like when you're in a relationship with somebody, you're supposed to can learn from the person. That's how me feel. If me upon a high level, my partner supposed to upon a level, the same level as me, or my partner supposed to upon a level higher than me, and me I look up to my partner. Me I learn something from my partner. My partner can learn something from me. I was in the relationship where man, I put myself up there, but I was at a level and he was below me, but I never watched them something there, because you can't watch where a person have. And I just feel like for them with me, I have to have ambition, because me know say me I go places. I don't know about Uno, but me never did love myself, but me did just know say me that go be successful in a life. Cause me did know say anything what me want, me I go work for it. Me did just know say something enough for happen to me. Me never just there for get up, go school, work for people and pay bills and not live my life. So me did know say me did have to be something in a life. So I said to him, say, this not gonna work. You need fear to do something with your life. Right? At the time, I don't remember what them call it, but government didn't have this thing for persons who wanted to go back to school, and then would give like a stipend or whatever. It was mostly in like inner cities and thing. So he signed up for it and him say he's gonna do electrical. All right, no problem. It better than nothing, right? At least now he would have a money a coming, otherwise than me spend my money. And yes, me spending my money. Yes, I was with the person and I was spending my money. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. It happened. It's in the past. It happened. I do not mind, and I will put this out there, me don't mind spending money upon my man. Right? Up to this day, from me of a partner, right? From you and my partner, and you're treating me how I'm supposed to be treated. Me spending money upon you is not nothing. I'm not get them stuff like Caesar when due to Caesar, right? The relationship was toxic, yes, but the relationship had its good times, and I think it was the little good time they made at one upon along with the family. Your partner is supposed to be your best friend, because at the last person you see before you go to bed and the first person you see at morning time. His family knew about what was happening. The photo that I posted on social media, there was this little girl, she big now. I saw her the other day in December when I went to Pizza Hut. Saw she and her mother. she was rude and she just ever bite. I'm gonna attack baby bites and I talk. You wonder what kind of teach having a fear mouth, some big bite look a girl like you. So with those photos now, when the scar, when it happened, like in mother see, and the mother said to me, say, mo hope and Michael do that, you know. It's like you know, like it's a kind of get to her now. Mo hope, I don't know why I'm keeping on putting on pam people, girl pick me, you know. Mo hope and him, you know. Me like the handicap said, no one of him. The older sister, one of the older sister came in and she was like, she looked at my hand and she said, I know him. I'ma say no on him, and she said, so oi happen. I'ma tell her, I said, look a girl bite me. And she looked for me. And she said, well, if I were you, me would I get that sorted out. Because the way oi look, you can lose your hand, your arm. That she did say. And she walked come out of the room. And she walked come out of the room under her breath. She said, the little girl do it. So maybe the family that say she love abuse. And since she, you get me, still I take it. What me supposed to do? You know, maybe I that them did that say, because right then and there, me did have the chance to say, yo, this happened. But of course, fool me, say, I the little girl do it. The little girl, you know, I the little girl do it. Can I tell you? You think when it did happen, it did act? Listen. I know when it did happen, it did act, you know. Man, it did act, you know. You see, when it starts well, it did act. When I say act, I mean, up to this day, I can't find no pain if you match it up to, right? I mean, a pain. Me in a pain. So blood. And then, my gum did boss. Me never know, say, when you're a gum boss. Not even the saliva in your mouth when you talk. I say it hurt me. I mean, I couldn't even talk, but then I couldn't have the saliva in my mouth if I lock my mouth. The saliva I got there, so I just constantly spit. But then if I talk, my mouth will hurt me. If I talk, my mouth will hurt me. Then my neck now did have some scratch and some scrape. Yeah. I'm not going to say, oh, I did sit down and take it, the last part, like a punching bag. I did not. I try my best. I try my best for fight, but I have my nails and my fingernail end up crack. When I say crack, I mean, two of my fingernails and end up crack and just start bleed, beer blood. So, I never really feel the pain until after. Right, so the damage when me did do, quote unquote, damage when me did do, I never nothing. Because all you get, when you have one person up on the bed, and you come over me, can you punch me in my face, I'm gonna cover up my face, right? Me have to light this light so only can see. And me cover up my face, and you punch, and you punch, and you punch, I'm gonna just kick you. I don't know when I get the strength from, I just kick you, you drop. And when you drop, no, me and try come off of the bed. I come and know I'm gonna get it now. As me and come off of the bed, so you draw me back by my ear and you fling me down upon the bed and you start beat me. Now, I have scoliosis. I'm gonna get some punch in my back there. I'm gonna end up feel like I'm gonna creep up on the bed.
You see, the thing is, I never did really. Love yourself, yeah, people? Love yourself. In September, In September 2016, my great uncle died. Uncle Lou, I always tell myself, say, I have three main father figures I look up to. My actual father, my mother brother that died in England, and Uncle Lou that died. I was overseas for the summer, and before I left, you know, it wasn't for work and travel or nothing like that. It was just, you know, just for vacation and thing. I didn't really need the break though, because the relationship is just rough for me, and I didn't really need a break. And I did so stupid, because even before I leave, like, I tell the person, said, me I gonna leave, like, me and them done or whatever, and the person come at airport. God, my parents never did even know me about you, what the fuck I come at airport. But yeah, and then the I saw Uncle Lou, which was my great uncle, and I loved that man to bed. I remember when I was going to basic school, he would want to be the one to pick me up, not daddy. So he would have picked me up and my grandmother's house, because they have a big land that their dad left for them, right? So my grandmother have her half of it and he have his half of it, and so my grandmother live overseas. But you know, when people they are frying them, I said, but money come here for build up on them house and so my grandmother house was already built up, but there was a fire some years before my born, so it kind of set her back where she built it. Like it when she had it, it was a two-story, but when she rebuilt it, it was a one-story. So she did a you know, she didn't want to be back a two-story, because she had said she been there, done that, whatever. But then after a while, she said, no, I'm gonna start build it back into a two-story, because my grandmother is such a family person. She loved family. She always did say that was then. All our pitney them, grand pitney, great grand cousin, auntie, rat, dog, everybody. I gonna just live together. All if we not like each other, we are gonna just live together. She gonna make way caramel porridge, because that was her thing. She did love caramel porridge, and how it's sweet, you know. When I tell her, say it too sweet, we just drink it. And so she was a family person, and she was very homely. Now, my great uncle did Papa Lou did love me. Oh, me, Katie. So, he would have picked me up from school. And I remember English was not my best topic. Spelling was not my best topic. And him teach me how to spell America. Him teach me how to spell Ireland. And he was the person who helped me to use the full stop at the correct places, because my great uncle, very, very intelligent, and he was a dentist. So when everybody called him doctor, me I call him Uncle Lou, Papa Lou, because yeah, that's a my person. So even when they're at the office with him, and I'm the pan doc, me get up on Uncle Lou, Papa Lou. Him they just love me, cause you know the love was there before I went to. And he was not fat, but he was always the Uncle Lou we needed to have in my mind. So that was the image I made have of him. Yes, so I'ma come back. Well, no, when I did over there, come me skip now. Yes, so I'm over there. And my sister tell me, say, like, if I fuck up doctor a lot on them, something like me. I say, me and my sister don't have a relationship, but anyway, I'm a sister, so we do talk about things. And so when me come back now, I try every way not to see him, because like me did know him did go away. Like me did just feel it. We didn't say me dog dead. But then me never the way how him did look on the photo and I come back, my sister tell me say it get worse. I never wanted to have that last image of him in my mind. I never did want that, because I know say it wouldn't come out of my head, it would have just stick. Me naga always said the uncle look. I'ma keep on a girl. Yeah, say, oh, you know, she go hospital go look for him, and she like say, you know, come. And me say, me go come man. And me never go. And I remember one day in particular. Right, oh God, I didn't have a bathroom upstairs. I remember one day in particular, right, I decide, say, I'm going to go look for him. I tell mommy, say, mommy, me, I come look for Uncle Lou tomorrow. She tell me what time I say she going to go, because I'm the day of my ex, my boyfriend at the time. She tell me what time I say she going to go. I said, all right. She did end up, get a call and never tell me, and she ended up going up there. So when me really know me, message her. She tell me, say, it don't make no sense me come, because Uncle Lou gone. I'ma say to her, so what you mean by Uncle Lou gone? And she said to me, say, Katie, him not alive, him gone. I'm gonna beat up myself. Because me keep on a girl on it. Because nobody don't see him when he's been so sick. And every day I'm regretting. You see, if I have somebody who are dead, and no matter how you know, so the way all them look, no, another death way you know, may I tell you, just go look for them, because you are gonna regret it.
I said, so my God, say, I go up a yard. Upper yard is the term where me and my sister, our family, our close friend, them would I use for my grandmother place.
So I go up a yard. He said, I go come with me. I just said to him, say, no. I need to go up a yard by myself. I remember I go up there and I stop over Uncle Lou place. I'm a mommy and son, you know, people and things in the house. And I walk past them, I'm going in their room, I'm just lie down on the bed, I'm crying, I'm tell him so sorry. I'm tell him so sorry, but then walk up, I'm just gonna go. Somebody sorry, I'm hoping he can forgive me, but we just never did know I see him like that. I'ma cry.
I didn't have my phone by me, but my honest in the way, I didn't want to talk to nobody. So when Michael left message and a text on my phone, I just never did want to talk to nobody. I never want to talk to nobody. This was about my uncle Lou. This was about one out of the three person and when me lose, I never want to talk to nobody. And I don't know how, but night come down. My mother asked me if me I come home with her. I said to her, I said, no. Tomorrow, I'm going to call them things then, and tomorrow, I'm going to get them back home. And she said, you sure? I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to go back to Michael's house. And my father said to me, say, how was it, you know, whatever, I'm said to me, say, and he was sending me a call and a text a phone. I said to him, say, I just lose my, no, I never said that to him, no, my mind, me, I say, I just lose uncle, I don't think about it. I say, yeah, I see them. And he say, yeah, you see them, but what? And I never answer. The man go say, oh, a man you go up there too. I look upon him. Him say, yeah, a man you go up there too. A man you go up on the road for. A man you go fuck. I say, really? I say, look at my things you did to me. He cheat on me, beat me, I'm still there. I'm in a gay, but I really, man, you think so, I'm going to go up there too. So, him say, well, If any man can get it in a me want my one no. So I say me by you want my one no. And him say me want sex. I say to him say, I'm in a mood. I just want shower. Collect my things then and go sleep. Not collect my things then, pack up my things and go sleep. I say, pack up your things then. What you mean? I'ma say, I go breathe here so for a bit. And me go, you know, go warm. Man put me down on the bed, pull my shorts, I said to him, said, I'm not in the mood, just stop. I'm not wandering, just stop. So to me, said, me not in the mood. From him in the mood I got on. I said to him, said, please don't do this. I'm not in the mood. Right? He pull the shorts, him unzip it, him shift my panty, him put him finger in there, and him said, oh, you're wet. So you did go fuck. So I said, who am I supposed to fuck? And him said, well, I'm gonna take it to now. Cause me Annie and me want fuck. I'ma say to him, say, please, I'm not in the mood. No, I'm not wanna have sex, please. And him keep on ignore me. So him come over me and him kiss me on my, like him come for kissing on my face. I'm turn my neck and kiss me on my neck. And him said that no matter to me. I'm not even for the foreplay. But right now I'm stiff already. I'm gonna really want to get into details about it, but my no never count for nothing. And he never even used no condom. He never used a condom and him coming on me. And made it feel so fucking disgusted with myself and everything. And it's like from that moment when it start wake up because something traumatic happened to me with my great uncle. And then for your personal pleasure, you come do this. There was this pharmacy at the top of the road. If you don't ever know by now, him did live in the ghetto, quote unquote the ghetto. I'm not scandal nobody now, whatever. And there was this pharmacy up the road, and the man, he could have buy a 5 man enough to pill one time from him. I could have get certain things from him without prescription. And my member, I go up there and I bought 3. And I know it's the morning after a 2 each. So that's a 6 pill. Because I never think, but me I say, I don't want to disabuse your pitney. Because if my life I go so right now, imagine if I have a pitney. And I kid you not, I take 2, drink my water. Him did live like him live at the bottom of the road, you know. And the place at the top of the road, I said, was a good walk, you know. When I reach halfway, take the next 2. When I reach at the bottom of the road, come here, I forgot turn, forgot theme place, take the next 2. I'm going to show you something of them. And I'm going to tell you, say, after I take them something of them, I'm sick. I could have killed myself. I did know, say, like, when you take one, you're supposed to wait X amount of hours before, you know, you take that. But in my mind, I just said, I don't want this. You get me? Like, I don't want it to happen. Because I wouldn't do no abortion, but I wouldn't want him beating me, so I just sick myself. And trust me, so when me got you from taking them pills then, blood clot, I know that fuck up my system. I ask Christ. At one point, I'm dead, I'm there on the horse, and me like hot sweat. I take me, and I vomit, I come, I say to myself, so Katie, if you vomit, you can vomit up the 6, where it's a pill then. And, it don't make no sense, just hold it, and I pep talk myself, and I say, just hold it, me G, just hold it. And him sister, she come in, and she said, no man, she really take her granduncle dead serious, because look how she has sweat and so. She has said, no man, she need for cool long. Put her in the car, turn on the AC, make she cool long. Pity them never know why. Them. My uncle Lou. Alright. I think I said this already. I'm going to say it again. Love yourself. Love your fucking self. Because since then, to know, I still go therapy. And that fuck up my head panel a level where it fucked me up. Because me did know, say, and this is how I say, I'm close to God, but during the relationship with him, I never really close to God again, because I never really met this person and control my life, basically, because he never believe in a God, you know. In the time I say, I believe in a God, you know, but yet still, I deal with him. And I did see the red flag then, but I ignore them because I never love myself, but no. The way all me love me, you can call me cockatty. But I still deal with my issues, them inside things, I'm not even a talk about. Because you're in a relationship with somebody, the person supposed to care for you, love for you, whatever. Me I give you all this love, me I do for you, and nobody else not ever do. And me get warning too, because I did have a girlfriend, I'm not even a call nobody name, just in the event say this happened for, you know, passed through. He had a girlfriend, and one time if you don't know people in my age group know Ocean Creamy. He died in 2015. Him and his girlfriend died. They died in August 2015, right? Creamy and me, we were Fame ambassador. We were Fame 95 FM ambassadors. Zane. So, everybody knew everybody. It was like a UTEC and a UE people team. You get me? So when me airborne cream in 2015, and yes, me and my ex was talking in 2015, that they just, you know, me never really see it. So, my call ex-girlfriend now fam up on Snapchat, because you think the minimum recording time for this sex segment is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock. Okay. Michael girlfriend at the time, his ex-girlfriend, right? She went to UA, so she obviously knew Creamy, right? People know me from Snapchat because you think I just know Katie Speaks are coming to play? You think I just know before me even know what a podcast was? Listen. My podcast, Katie Speaks from Snapchat. That was a thing. Like, if you know, you know. Not saying just anything wild or whatever. Like, even my friend, and he said, yo, make your talk. Like, you just talk some real things. So, this is something where the inner the player. And I need to thank Javu, because when we decided in 2018 to make a do the podcast here, every day since then, like not every day, may I exaggerate, she always remind me. But girl, my mental space never did that. So yeah, him ex had me on Snapchat and she watched my snap them, but I didn't know she was his ex at the time. I posted a snap of him, because that mistake is Caesar when you to Caesar. The relationship was toxic, but you know when a relationship is toxic, there is some good to it. Someone might bash me and say whatever, but me, this is my truth. Me, I talk my truth. There was some good to it besides from the abuse. I would never be in a relationship like that. But I'm just telling you the few good parts of it. And I posted him. I know I couldn't understand. You post me on your social media, but you still peep. That's why I know say woman love man will have woman. So yeah, you post my post here, and the girl said to me, say, because I know say my ex make you post him, but me in a shock. So I say, you know the person here, and he might tell me. Anyways, long story short now, she you know arguing them something there, and she said to me, say, oh, yeah, defend him. You don't even know him. Him not start beating yet, don't it? Him not start beating yet, don't it? Shut it, that as a warning sign. But in black heart. Like me, I said, if I did love myself, this wouldn't happen. I have a great therapist right now. She is my third therapist that I've been to, and I like working with her. The previous two, they weren't bad, very, very good. You get me? Very, very good therapist, but and everything work for everybody. You get me? Like, and everything are for everybody, so it never worked for me. They wanted me to attack my past where I'm face it, but not how I wanted to do it. This therapist now, she listened to me, she understand me, and we're working on breaking barriers, and I've seen a whole lot of improvement. I am depressed, and I have PTSD, and I take pills for my depression and pills for my anxiety. And this is a little personal, but that is how bad the relationship fucked me up. And like I said,
pieces of me, like me did just broken up pieces, and like me pick up the pieces then, but it's just like when you broke a cup or a glass, or if a mirror broke from you, no matter how much you glue the pieces back together, the mirror never ever look the same, the cup never ever look the same. So I'm not gonna say I pick up all of my pieces then, I'm not gonna lie, that would be a lie, because some of the pieces they missing. I'm not telling a lie, and I said this already, but I can't stop saying it. That relationship, they fuck with my head, hombre. If I never know myself, I never know who I was, maybe if I never get help, I would have mad. Because it is just me have some parts, yeah, man, and then him keep and he said to me, say, you're nobody not gonna love me, like nobody not gonna love me like him would have said, nobody not gonna love you like me, and you're not gonna find better, and him would have just called me some name, you know, like no, I can't say I'm put on weight. But then I never slim. I never want to call myself slim. I would say I was thick. And there's nothing wrong with being slim. You know, not slim, whatever the case may be. But see, when I just say, you fat bitch, you ugly bitch, nobody like. Somebody believe, say, yeah, I never like to find nobody. Because of him keep on and tell me. And even when the relationship end, him still would have find a way to come fuck with me. I never know, all WhatsApp, say my WhatsApp did depend on a laptop of his. I never know them something with the zine. If I have a number, let's say for business, I would reach out to the number and call me 50 times, 100 times, whatever. Because people wonder why I change my calling number, so my personal calling number so many times, right? I change my personal calling number so many times because of him, and my personal calling numbers are never in my name. Because when me go through with him and him stalking and him harassment, I realize that people have connections with everything and everybody, and I don't want him to give nobody my name or work a certain cell phone provider, and then them have access to my number. So none of my SIM card them for calling number do not in my name. Them not in a feminine. And what me I say stalk, I not just stalk the call, let me know. This is why I have to stop, because school or change my location or so. I'm at school, I'm at the pan campus, you don't go to my school, what the fuck are you doing here? You don't socialize with people like that, so you don't have no friends like that. And people say, report it, whatever, you're supposed to know, say the justice system in Jamaica is shit, right? When it did happen, me go police station. Right? When it happened, I got police station. When the last bruises happened, I went to the police station. Right? They weren't as visible as when it just happened. My company is still there and my foot until I could get wet. Right? But them could have seen it still and we did have photos. Nothing ain't happened. When in my car, call my phone. 100 times, 50 times, missed call, private number. The records were there. Nothing at all was done. And for those who are saying that, you know, report it and then you shoot him and all them stuff, listen, them people are going to say, oh, it was premeditated and my life are going to go away. And the podcast here are the truth. But, you know, in Jamaica, anything can happen. People can find people can make things happen. You see, but then me would want somebody to beat him up, not put him 6 feet under. Me don't want somebody to beat him up. And people never want to beat him up. They want it to be 6 feet under. So me that's me don't want no blood on my hand. But you see, like me say me number bathroom. You see, when in did start up another week here, I couldn't take no more because me know me that forgot you and me know what that gonna happen. This is how it start. From December 2016 when we left, it's a habit of his. Like when he bored with him girlfriend. Obviously when he bored with him girlfriend and have nothing for do. Find whichever page, make whichever fake profile, comment on it. Then I'm gonna report my page. I'm not even saying him alone, but you know, people and so report it. I'm gonna make it get reported, it get taken down. I'm gonna make a new page now. I'm gonna end up find a new page. I'm not blocked from the new page, so I'm gonna leave theme comments from theme personal profile now. I'm gonna laugh off a post. Then I'm gonna find some way fee. Get a hold of me. You know, say I had to meet up a cut off people. Even though up to this day, I'm not too sure if they were giving information back to him. But me, I put 2 and 2 together. Me, I get 4. I never put 2 and 2 together. I get 5. Because if me don't mess with him, right? And me know you. And I gave you my personal number. How is it the case that he has my personal number? So me, I have to cut out some people. So if you want me to say that look a comment that happened with... When I'm coming on the page, I'm see people a talk about, but that's not nothing, whatever. You not understand when me would have forgot you. You get me? You not, cause that's how it start, yeah? It's small. That's how it start. As you guys can see, after that, it makes somebody comment on it where it says shop with Imperial jerseys, which is his thing. The business where me started my hard-earned money, where him robbed me of my money from my card because I was the dumbass who put him on my card. So when me see that now, me say, no, not in a 2020. I got you so much, I've lost so many, yo. I lose my grandmother. My look like my things I'm not even at heart, but because I'm still I get help feet then somebody you now come mess with my head right now with a little comment, a little cheeky comment. May y'all find a way for reach out to me, may y'all stop me, may y'all come not today. So it's not the first time I thought about it on social media. Like I said before, I have talked about it numerous times on social media, on Twitter, but I realize it's a trend now where people talk about what them got you and then people use it against them as ammo when them and them have disagreement. So yes, because mentally I never did ready for that, I delete them. Right? I delete them. But it's when it happened, I said fuck it. If anything happened to me, at least them know who. Now this recording, my mama said me that I talk about the relationship, mental, and toxic behavior. I'm gonna have to do one next one because the recording here touch almost a minute and it's gonna cut off. So maybe there will be a part 2 and a part 3, but there will definitely be a part 2 to this. And I want to thank everybody who reach out to me. I'm not like put my business on social media, you know, because some things on my own tweet sometimes is all, you know, fun and games. Like you realize that you can't put your business on social media, because if I can make a tweet and say men are trash but my man would have been beside of me, like, you get me? People take everything that you tweet on social media as gospel or whatever the case may be. So me putting it out there was a big step for me. So thank you for everybody that has been sincere with it. One of the reasons why I decided to come through and do a recording for this, people reach out to me and I got them to say if it's okay for them to share my story for, like, basically for views or whatever. No, if I have to share my story, I have to tell people like come here say in this podcast, say love yourself, do not accept less from nobody. Love yourself, know your worth, and as the mother say, add blood clot talks to it because you are worth it. Back then me never know my words, but like me say no, you can't tell me nothing. My love and value myself. But if this get cut off and just so.